I'm Omyo Horengekyo. Thank you for being here. I'm so happy that you're joining our discussion. And all of you recent, there's been a little a spike in curiosity, membership, joining, and support. And I'm always so appreciative of any new additions to our Sangha. You bring just kind of another window into the room of Buddhism. So thank you for being here, those of you. And Reggie, I don't know if I did this in the last video or not, but I just wanted to thank you from the UK for a lovely candle that you sent me. I can't wait to use it. And so there's a lot of ways to support this channel, certainly by, I hate this dialogue. I need to figure out like an acronym or something for clicking the like button, subscribing, you know, all of that stuff. But also those of you who go on Patreon or just through links on the website, threefoldlotus.com. And contribute through PayPal or as patrons. Any way you find to support this channel is so greatly appreciated because it does cost money. And you know, my time is for us, for the Sangha. So I'm not charging you for my time. But any kind of help I can get to keep this equipment going, to keep the website alight, you all know how the costs add up on this stuff. So thank you so much for anything you can do in that regard. And as I always say, your participation, watching these videos, downloading the podcast at the Buddhahood Podcast, great, great support. I'm not monetized on YouTube or any of these platforms. Other than, you know, if you become a patron on Patreon or subscribe on Cocoscope. I love the comments. When you can make them, they're very useful. But again, all of that isn't about getting big click-through rates or any of those algorithms. I'm not monetized. I wish I were, because that would help. But I guess I don't fit into that algorithm yet, if I ever will. I don't know. All right, so a couple of videos ago, I did a discussion on the letter of petition from Yorimoto. Yorimoto, as you may recall, is part of Shijo Kingo's name, official name. So this is a bit of a follow-up on that letter, because that letter was really the petition itself with some information around it put together by Yorimoto and with Nichiren's comments, so on and so forth. This is actually a separate letter that he sent along with that petition to discuss what was going on with Yorimoto and Shijo Kingo. And I thought, I don't do this very often, but there's some good information here to understand that situation a little better in the background of this letter. So before I get into this, Gosho, I'm going to read the background of it so that we can share some information on this. This letter was written from Minobu when Nichiren was 56 years old. He sent it to Shijo Kingo in Kagamakura. One thing that I don't always mention is that Shijo Kingo was well-versed both in medicine and in the martial arts. So those two things, especially the medicine part, were very valuable to Lord Emma. So one of the reasons Shijo Kingo held kind of a special post as a retainer samurai of Lord Emma. You know the story of the debate and how other people were jealous and accusing Kingo of having disrupted a debate, which he didn't. And it was Sammy Bull who actually did the debate, all trying to get to sever Lord Emma's relationship with Shijo Kingo. as it happens, Nichiren Shonin wrote the present letter in reply to encourage Kingo and also sent him a petition addressed to Lord Emma in which he defended Kingo and praised the resolute mindful service that he had rendered his Lord. So this petition was entitled, and we know, not long after these letters were exchanged, Lord Emma fell ill. So remember, Lord Emma gave Shijo Kingo the orders to sign and or make an oath to drop this Nichiren nonsense and come back into the fold of the Nembutsu, true word, blah, 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 the ongoing politically correct religion, right? Or at least school of Buddhism. We don't need... Buddhism, as you know, isn't strictly a religion. So although some offshoots become so, Buddhism by itself is not a religion. So eventually, Lord Emma had no choice but to ask Kingo for help because he was sick and there wasn't anyone around who was going to help him. And he kept getting worse. And Shijo Kingo, with his knowledge of medicine, was the one person in Lord Emma's entourage he could trust to help him become healthy again. So he recovered under Kingo's treatment and thereafter placed renewed trust in him. Later, Shijo Kingo received from him an estate three times larger than the one he'd already held. So obviously, the petition, whether it was delivered or not, wasn't as influential to Lord Emma as saving his butt from illness. And so he put his faith again in Shijo Kingo and just, you know, got rid of all this other animosity. The interesting point here, it's called out in the background, is about our attitude as people, but certainly as practitioners of the Lotus Sutra. And I wanted to make sure this wasn't missed, which is probably why I felt like reading the background would be a good point of order in bringing this up. I recently also put out a video about confrontations. Just confrontations in general, but certainly as specific to our practice in Buddhism, confrontations in Buddhism, and even more specifically, confrontations in Nichiren school Lotus Sutra practice. And one word I kept hammering on is dignity. And dignity has, all of us are going to hear that word slightly differently. And through application, dignity can mean your self-thoughts, how you view yourself in the world. Dignity can mean relationships and how we maintain some equilibrium. Certainly, all of these things can fall under the umbrella of confrontations, either personal or in relationships or societal, right? Anyway, the Nichiren will be talking about, and we'll get into it, this idea that no matter what your status in life, whatever your status, your life condition, if you will, whether you're educated, not so educated, whether you're rich or poor, or favored or not favored, or in the case of confrontations, faced with a dilemma of somebody who challenges your very existence in some way. Nichiren makes the point here that it's absolutely essential that when it comes to your resolve in the Lotus Sutra, when the Lotus Sutra is the topic of discussion, when the Namu Myoho Renge Kyo is somehow involved in your confrontations, whether they're personal or in relationships, it is essential that we maintain dignity, that we maintain our resolve, and that we remain dignified about it. That's not always easy to do. So I'm curious how this letter will play out. So let's just get into it here. It's called A Warning Against Begrudging One's Fife. Fife being, you know, a servant or somebody who is under your auspices. And, you know, in this whole drama with Lord Emma was looking to take away some of Shijo Kingo's employees, if you will. Okay. Your letter, dated the 25th of last month, arrived at the hour of the cock, 5 to 7 p.m. on the 27th of the same month. On reading the official letter ordering you to submit a written oath renouncing your resolute mind in the Lotus Sutra and your pledge not to write such an oath, I felt that it was rare and as fragrant as seeing the Adambara plant in bloom and smelling the budding red sandalwood. So, if you're not familiar with the Adambara plant, you can look it up on Wikipedia, Google. There are different, it isn't an actual plant in certain areas of the world, and it's known to have very beautiful but very rare blossoming events. And in the storied history of Buddhism and other records, it's known as either blossoming every 500 years or 5,000 years, or there are great numbers of years assigned to the rarity of seeing a blossom of this sort. And even you'll read, so rarefied is this blossom that in the Lotus Sutra and in many other sutras, you'll read of events where these Adambara flowers, blossoms, will rain down from the sky, right? So, this is all a wonderful way of expressing to Shijo Kingo how appreciative Nichiren was to receive this this communication from Shijo Kingo. Then he goes on, Shariputra, Madgalayana, and Mahakashyapa were great arhats who had acquired the three insights and the six transcendental powers. Excuse me, choke on my own saliva. Moreover, they were bodhisattva who, because of the Lotus Sutra, had attained the first stage of development and the first stage of security, that is, the realization of the non-birth and non-extinction of all phenomena. All things are impermanent, all things are in constant flux, so on and so forth. That's a whole topic of study and research for you right there. Yet even they deemed themselves unable to endure the great persecutions that would attend the propagation of the Lotus Sutra in the Saha world in the latter day of the law, and declined to accept the task. How then is it possible for ordinary people in the latter age, who have not yet eradicated the three categories of illusion, to become votaries of this sutra? Notice that very casually there, Nichiren assigns to you and I the task of being votaries of the Lotus Sutra. By the nature of our resolute mind in Myoho Rengekyo, we are votaries of the Lotus Sutra. So, you know, as I read these letters, please take them personally, because that's the way they're meant. Nichiren's letters and his conduct in dignity for the practice of Myoho Rengekyo isn't about him, Nichiren. He makes that point over and over and over again. I'm just a simple man. I'm just a humble da-da-da. He finds his import, his significance, not as a human named Nichiren or Sechibo or whatever name you want to give him. his complete dignity, identity, and purpose are defined by Myoho Renge Kyo. And spreading, reciting, copying, teaching, and embracing Myoho Renge Kyo. The exact directives were given in the Lotus Sutra as, for lack of better translation, preachers of the law. Take preachers of the law as being votaries of the Lotus Sutra. Same meaning intended, but there, you know, translations. I've talked about that ad nauseum, so I don't want to repeat that whole thing. So Nichiren goes on, even though I myself have been able to withstand attacks of sticks, woods, or tiles, and stones, vilification, and persecution by the authorities, how could people such as a lay believer who has wives and children and are ignorant of Buddhism possibly do the same? So again, he's saying, you know, my resolve has withstood all of these attacks, all the way on to the government trying to behead me, exiling me, all of these things. And somehow I'm withstanding. But I'm withstanding because I have the protection of my resolve and dignity in the Lotus Sutra. That's implied, right? But he understands now, to ordinary people who don't have the commitment that I do as a leader, as a monk who is taking on the task of being a votary of the Lotus Sutra in a time when it's seen as not only revolutionary, but a threat to the stability of the government of the entire country, and a threat to individuals who think, he's saying something other than what we all, you know, we all told the line. How could you be rebellious to a farmer, to a fief, to a samurai, to anyone of any class of people? How hard must it be to rise, to have this level of resolve, to where you uphold this dignity of the Lotus Sutra? See, that's my whole life, Nichiren is saying. And for others who have preoccupations, who have attachments like wives and children and oxen and land and blah, 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 much more earthly bound than I am, how is it that you can raise this resolve, in other words, with strength against the possible threats levied on you? Must be much more difficult. Perhaps they would have done better never to have believed in it in the first place. If they were unable to carry out with the resolute mind to the end, and uphold it only for a short while, they will be mocked by others. So thinking, I felt pity for you. But during the repeated persecutions I suffered, and throughout my two sentences of exile, you have demonstrated your resolve. Though that has been wondrous enough, I have no words sufficient to praise you for having written a pledge to carry through with your resolute mind in the Lotus Sutra, in spite of your Lord's threats and at the cost of your two fiefs. That's to Nichiren, he's giving him extreme praise for having that kind of courage. He's comparing himself as the votary of the Lotus Sutra, Shijo Kengo, with all of your, all you have at stake, with this threat from your boss, to stand up to him and tell them, no, I won't drop the Lotus Sutra. Now, I think there's an important distinction here, even though these are translations, that I want to point out. Nichiren says, through your resolute mind in the Lotus Sutra. Now, in the letter that Shijo Kingo wrote to Nichiren, Lord Emma is asking him, Shijo Kingo, to drop his allegiance to Nichiren. He doesn't say anything about the Lotus Sutra. He says, Nichiren, stop following this troublesome monk. It's causing all sorts of problems. But Nichiren is clear on what Nichiren is. Nichiren isn't the man Nichiren. Nichiren is votary of the Lotus Sutra. And as you hear me constantly repeating, we don't practice Nichiren Buddhism. We practice Lotus Sutra Buddhism, because Buddhism is Shakyamuni's teaching. We use the scholarship of Nichiren, Bodhisattva superior practices. We practice the Nichiren school of the Lotus Sutra, Myoho Renge Kyo. Nichiren never positions himself as the form of practice. He doesn't claim to be the inventor of a Buddhism, a different Buddhism, an offshoot of Buddhism, or Buddhism itself. He always claims to be a votary of, a representative of the Lotus Sutra, the Buddha's teaching, Myoho Renge Kyo. This is an important thing to understand. I think gets lost, because that's also a point of manipulation for groups and cults and organizations and sects who want to make Nichiren a sort of a deity or prophet. Nichiren was a very dedicated, dignified scholar, and in our Buddhist terminology, a bodhisattva. More than a scholar, a profound teacher of Shakyamuni's Lotus Sutra Buddhism, Myoho Renge Kyo. It's important to remember it that way, because that's what you and I are doing. We are deeply appreciate and look to Nichiren's scholarship to help our own insight, gain our own insights. But our insights aren't into Nichiren, although there are some as we talk about history. But as pertains to Buddhism, it's about Shakyamuni's sermon of the Lotus Sutra, which if you read the Lotus Sutra, you at least can see that this is a sermon delivered to all of us. Because when you hear the masses that are gathered together to receive this sermon, these masses are very abstract constructions, mental constructions of all of those who appeared before his time, during his time, and certainly with the bodhisattvas of the earth, the future time, right? Of the earth means yet to come, yet to blossom, yet to, we're just germinating at the point of this sermon. And in the future, in the latter day of the law, now, we will blossom. From the earth will come these entities who will be responsible as dignified votaries of the Lotus Sutra, not of Nichiren. And that's who we are. We're those future people, the bodhisattvas of the earth, this sangha that you and I are. Right? Okay, let's continue. Where are we time-wise? Oh, we're doing good. The Buddha wondered whether even bodhisattva like Universal Worthy and Manjushri could undertake the propagation of the Lotus Sutra in the latter age. Right? This is straight from the Lotus Sutra sermon. And he therefore entrusted the five characters of Myoho Renge Kyo to superior practices and the other three leaders of the bodhisattvas who had sprung up from the earth as numerous as the dust particles of a thousand worlds. As numerous as the dust particles of a thousand worlds. We can talk about worlds being either planet Earth or the solar system or the whole galaxy, so on and so forth. But I think if you just for a moment pictured the entire planet Earth crushed into dust, not sand, dust particles, and tried to imagine a number of dust particles, I don't think, however large or small that number, small, large that number, that we could fathom the amount of sentient beings that that would represent. I don't think we've exhausted a fraction of that number yet in the existence of all mankind. But that's the point here. These unfathomable, innumerable abstractions. This is why I say these bodhisattvas of the earth are future beings that will continue to blossom. You and I, our ancestors, so on and so forth. And this is, we are the ones to whom this propagation has been entrusted. Admittedly, there are many of us on planet Earth who haven't even encountered Myoho Rengekyo yet. Nevertheless, it is their mission to propagate it. How their mission plays out is an effect of our cause making. Some will never become avidly practicing chanting Myoho Rengekyo, but having learned about it, will take a favorable supporting role in others who do. And that is enough. Not that that's what we should do. We are the votaries of the Lotus Sutra. They should also be votaries of the Lotus Sutra. But they may not be at a stage yet where they're ready to do so. They may be solely at that stage where they support it. So long as they don't slander it, work against it, then on balance, the human race will improve. The life conditions of the planet will improve through your practice and mine and the influence that we have on others. This is how Buddhism works. This is how life works. Understand, that's what we're talking about here. And there's a lot, it only takes one evil, life-unaffirming, devil, powerful, dictator, authoritarian, madman who fights against life to upset a tremendous amount of, and influence very poorly, a tremendous amount of people. That's ugly, it's sad, it's disappointing, it's frightening. But as this Gosho will point out, no matter what your state of being, you must keep dignity and strengthen your resolve in your practice of Myoho Rengekyo. That is your only hope of overcoming this and living, even in the life condition you're in, living the best life you can. And hopefully overturn this situation in general, but specifically in your life, you will definitely overturn it. Now, pondering the meaning of this matter, I wonder if Bodhisattva superior practices has taken possession of your body in order to assist me along the way? Or could it be the design of Shakyamuni Buddha, the Lord of Teachings? The fact that those retainers who resent you are growing more presumptuous is definitely the result of the scheming of the monks Ryokan and Yuzo. So even though they may not have directed the samurai around Shijo Kingo to get rid of him because he's a supporter of Nichiren and thereby Lotus Sutra, what he's saying about scheming is simply that they represent that evil, that unaffirming resolve to a school of thought that is slanderous and indeed makes a point of destroying resolve in the Lotus Sutra. That alone is enough because it inspires these others to see Shijo Kingo as an enemy, and so they conspire against him. So it doesn't have to come directly from Ryuzo or Ryokan, it's just their very influence is causal here. Follow? Should you write an oath discarding your resolute mind, they would only become more arrogant, and they would mention it to everyone they meet. Of course, it'd be justification. Look what we had them do. So obviously, it's not so important, right? We straightened them out. Then my disciples in Kamakura would be hounded until not a single one remained. Because these people would be emboldened. Ha, now we can show you. Oh, you follow Nichiren? Well, look what we did to that samurai, Shijo Kingo. We took him down. Because Nichiren's spouting a bunch of nonsense. It has no power. And a lot of people would be swayed by that, right? Nichiren would lose followers because these people would lose their resolute mind in Lotus Sutra. And that's horrible, right? Because once you have it, to lose it is far more detrimental to your status, your dignity, right? Your life condition, right? Much better. How's that song go? If I'd never seen the sunshine, I wouldn't mind the rain, right? What's her name? It's a great song. Anyway, it's the nature of ordinary people not to know what awaits them in the future, right? That's just samsara. That's just how we perceive time. Those who have a full understanding of this are called worthies or sages. In other words, people who with a clear mind, some Buddha wisdom, or great wisdom, even if you don't want to assign it to Buddhism, those who think long and hard about what it is to be human and cause and effect relationships, they understand that some things lead to other things, and they can make pretty strong general statements about where things might end up. Throughout the history of man, these people have been known as soothsayers or prophets or shaman, right? They're people who really focus on understanding the human experience. Not all Buddhists, of course. In Buddhism, we have a unique opportunity to have this tool where all of us can become our own shaman, our own prophets, our own soothsayers, because we can become wise in our Buddha-ness. Right? Passing over examples from the past, I will cite one from the present. The Lord of Masashi gave up both his domains and became a lay monk. I hear that ultimately he abandoned many estates, forsook his sons and daughters, as well as his wife, and secluded himself from the world. You have neither sons nor reliable brothers. You have only your two fiefs. This life is like a dream. One cannot be sure that one will live until tomorrow. However wretched a beggar you might become, never disgrace the Lotus Sutra. Since it will be the same in any event, do not betray grief. Just as you have written in your letter, you must act and speak without the least servility or servility. If you try to curry favor, the situation will only worsen. If you think you can sidestep this attack on your resolute mind of Lotus Sutra, you will only make the situation worse, because you'll embolden your enemies and they will act. Even if your fiefs should be confiscated or you yourself driven out, you must think that it is due to the workings of the 10 demon daughters and wholeheartedly entrust yourself to them. Had I not been exiled but remained in Kamakura, I would certainly have been killed in the battle. In like manner, since remaining in your Lord's service will likely be to your detriment, this may well be the design of Shakyamuni Buddha. In other words, trust your enlightenment. Trust Myoho Gekyo. Trust, if you have nothing else left, not a scrap of clothing or food, remain resolved on your enlightenment, Myoho Gekyo. Because even if you suffer all of these horrible possibilities, including losing your life, we read about that constantly, your attitude should be, I don't want to lose my life. I don't want to be in this deplorable condition. So how do I get out of it? Chant Myoho Rengekyo, because your life, your samsaric life, is not reality. Your Buddha-ness, your Buddhahood, that's reality. That is the process of life. That is that which you belong to, which is immensely more profound and real than whatever you're dealing with as a samsaric human. It's mental. It's perception. How many Western stories have we read about people who are incarcerated in prison and who live counter to their incarceration? Their life, their enlightenment. It doesn't matter if it's on a grand estate or in a 10 by 10 concrete cell. That situation doesn't change the profundity and beauty of life. The only thing it affects or influences is samsaric desires, cravings, right? So in a way, if you have to go through all of that in order to then come to your Buddha enlightenment, your awakening, then you can consider all of those sufferings as having helped you to finally focus deeply enough in your existence as a human to enliven, awaken, and experience your Buddha-ness. So that's what that means, the design of Shakyamuni Buddha. It's your design, not anyone else's. Shall we continue? Yeah, let's go a little further. Actually, we may be able to finish this. Not that that's my goal, to finish this in the next 10 minutes, but let's see how far I can get. I've written a petition on your behalf. Oh. Although there are several monks there in Kamakura, as they are too unreliable, I was thinking of sending Sami Bo, the guy who did speak up at that debate. However, since he is still not recovered from his illness, he too has gotten ill, I am sending this other monk in his stead. Have either Daigaku Saburo, Takinotaro, or Toki made a clean copy of it when he has time and present it to your Lord? If you can do that, the matter will be resolved. You need not be in a great hurry. Rather, make preparations quietly with your Lord's clan. As for the others, let them clamor against you far and wide. Then, if you submit the petition, it may spread throughout Kamakura and perhaps even reach the regent himself. This would be misfortune changing into fortune. Right? Hendoku Yaku. I explained the teachings of the Lotus Sutra to you before. Matters of minor importance arise from good, but when it comes to a matter of great importance, great disaster, without fail, changes into great fortune. When people read this petition, their errors will surely come to light. You have only to speak briefly. Say rebukingly, quote, I will neither leave my Lord's clan nor return my fief of my own accord. If my Lord should confiscate it, I will regard it as an offering to the Lotus Sutra as a blessing. You must in no way behave in a servile fashion toward the magistrate. Tell him, quote, these fiefs were not bestowed upon me by my Lord. They were awarded to me because I saved his life with the medicine of the Lotus Sutra when he was seriously ill. If he takes them from me, his illness will surely return. At that time, even if he should apologize to me, I will not accept it. Ooh. Having said so, take your leave in an abrupt manner. This is a direct instruction from Nichiren. Because dignity. Avoid all gatherings. Maintain a strict guard at night. Because you certainly are going to be the target, if not of your Lord, of these others with designs against you, who have really stuck their neck out on this one, right? So they want to do something so bad, right? So be mindful of that. Be on good terms with the night watchmen and make use of them. You should always be in company with them. If you are not ousted this time, the chances are 9 to 1 that your fellow samurai will make an attempt on your life. No matter what, be sure not to die a shameful death. Nichiren. So what does he mean by that? Be sure not to die a shameful death. He understands that if Nichiren survives this latest machination by these other samurai and so forth to oust him, to get him out of the good graces of Lorimama, and to usurp his position in a way. He is very much at risk right now, and they will be super pissed if they don't succeed. So when they come for you, plan on protecting yourself and your wife. Plan on an attack coming at any time. Right? Be smart about this. And if and when it actually does happen, don't go blubbering into your death. Don't go, okay, I'm sorry, I won't follow Nichiren anymore. And I'll start chanting Amida Buddha. Don't retard yourself. Don't go backwards. Don't go in that last moment feeling like you can save yourself by letting go, because you won't, number one. And you'll defile any merit that you've gained from your resolve in Myoho Rengekyo. Don't do that. Remain stalwart and dignified to the very end. Because if that's what it takes, ultimately, for you to finally realize your Buddha-ness, then that's a benefit. It may not look like it samsarically, but if that's what gets you to Buddha, then that's what gets you to Buddha. Because once that happens, there's no retrograde, there's no going back. You will forever be enlightened, right? Birth, death, birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. All right, so that's it for that one. Have a discussion in the comments amongst yourselves or directly with me. Let me know what you think. And again, with profound or deep, I should say, grateful appreciation. Thank you for being here. Don't forget, you can download all of these as podcasts to listen to anytime, now or in the future, once you have it. Keep it off, keep a Buddhism flash drive, whatever. Strengthen your practice, stay healthy, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo.